A great testimony of God's amazing grace amid a tragic hurricane. People thought it's lights out for this little Christian camp in North Carolina, Sourtown Mountain, beautiful, right at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Val Elliott, you're the director of YMCA campaigns. In fact, I just enjoyed sharing with your team, just challenging your counselors to know God and make Him known. And the theme of this year's camp is what?
Strength in love.
Wow. And that's really a theme every year whenever we play this program. But real quick, we're looking at a miracle here. This massive rock climbing wall. Tell us what in the world this is, and tell us what God has done to rebuild out of the ashes of this horrific hurricane. We had a huge lunch with Pat Williams last year at the Dash Stadium, a big area in Winston-Salem for those of our listeners outside of the area of North Carolina. And you couldn't come. Your whole staff couldn't come because a massive hurricane tore through this Christian camp. Of all the places it hit, knocking down how many trees? What was the damage?
Yeah, it did over 12,000 trees. Every building, it was actually a half a mile wide when it came through camp, and every building, every structure was damaged. We had $1.5 million of damage that was done.
$1.5 million, and really, you've got campers coming a month later. You know, you've got a lot of pressure on you. You know, this is a ministry. You're trying to serve the Lord here. Bring a lot of kids will give their life to Christ. The hearts are more tender, which is why at the Truth Network, Truth Talk Weekend, we promote Christian camps. We promote all of them. You know, if they're a Christian camp like the Wilds, way up in Brevard, we had them on. We promote them. We promote Christian camps in Raleigh, some awesome camps there that partner with us in the Triangle. Camps all over the country, Colorado, Kanakuk camps. You were at Kanakuk for years.
Yeah,
right?
I was a counselor there. Back in 89, 90.
Yeah, I got some nephews going there, but there's a dynamic that people need to know this. If you haven't heard this, something happens. The heart is a bit more tender when the kids are a bit younger, right? And they show up and they meet these bigger than life counselors, but they hear about someone that loves them unconditionally.
Yeah, and you know, we're looking at a climbing tower that is unique. It is one of a kind. There is not another climbing tower like it. It has panels to climb up with artificial rock handholds on it. You can climb up over 30 feet to get to the top, but you also have a sky hammock that looks like an upside down U there with the ropes, and you've got elements just like climbing up a tree on that right side as you're walking across that rope, and then there's some handholds on the left side there. And God uses the climbing tower to build confidence in kids. And when kids are doing this, I mean, and they are thinking about, like what you said at chapel today, our staff's getting ready to hike the mountain, and they're going to be thinking about the words that you spoke and about knowing God and making Him known.
Wow, so many kids are coming, and this is amazing. I love how you jumped right to the climbing wall as we're talking about kids coming to Christ at camp, because really, these are all tools. What they think they're getting is a great camp experience, which they are. You got this blob, you got these canoes, you got this beautiful water, you've got these amazing water slides, you got this pool, this like this Olympic-sized pool with all kinds of slides and cool things. You've got the Arenasium where the kids can play ball, and Foursquare, and this new game for tall people like me. And we're going to put a little video up at my Facebook page of all these cool things. And we're going to also put a video to show this rock wall. So I want our listeners and our viewers and all my friends on the gram, Instagram, just go to Stu Epperson. You're one of my many followers, Val.
That's right, you know, man. I've liked more. I mean, yeah. So many of your photos and videos. And
if I didn't know you personally, I probably wouldn't even know you're there, because there's just so many that we've amassed. You know, it's crazy, though.
But you have hundreds and thousands.
Well,
and
we want to let folks know, on Twitter and on the gram and everywhere. But this is just awe-inspiring. But a kid will come climb a wall, but they realize that, like it says in the good book, the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Right.
And so I think that's Proverbs 18:10. Yeah. It's either Psalms or Proverbs 18:10, but I've known that verse for much of my life. I may have learned it at Christian camp.
Well, and Stu, as you say that, you know, one of the philosophies that we have at camp that actually you see the little wristband that I'm wearing here, and it says I'm third, because right. The I'm third lifestyle is a lifestyle that we live out here at camp. Our campers is putting God first, others second, and ourselves third.
Really servant leadership, and these young people coming from some of these rising stars, kids from some great colleges, and I just met them and was able to interact with them and challenge them in their faith to drill deep in the Lord, be rooted in Him, so they can be a resource to these kids and really be a source of healing to bring them to the Lord. And that is pretty awesome, because they're learning life-changing principles that are kingdom principles, because really these campers that come, they're impacted, but these counselors who are, as they serve, they're being ministered to in their serving, and they're going out in the world and making a difference and being salt and light. And many of these campers, their counselors come back over and over again, right? You see a lot of new faces. You see a lot of the same faces.
Oh, they do. I mean, 65 to 70% of our staff are returners that have been campers. And, wow. I mean, we have a staff member this year that's in his 15th year. So we have kids that started at 6 and now they're counselors. Wow. Counselors are 11, 12, 13, I mean, 13 years here at camp. And so the ownership that they have, and they see themselves as God is pouring through them to the children. And we do a chapel every morning. We also do devotions at night. And so we pray before every meal. I mean, we want to point the light towards Christ. And that's what we have, an amazing climbing tower. We have a 40-acre equestrian center. We have an Olympic-sized swimming pool with slides and with buckets and with the latest and greatest. We have a 200-foot water slide that goes into the lake. But those are tools that God uses to bring kids to Him. And that's the cool thing is our staff. They are a powerful part of that. They are strong Christians that just share the gospel and that come and they disciple. Because what did Jesus told us? To go out and disciple. And so our staff are discipling kids and growing them in the Lord.
Well, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, get those youngsters in a Christian camp. They'll have a great time. Sure, they won't be around the house just on the screens all day and all week, but they'll be at a place like this, the wilderness, man, where they're hiking and they're camping and they're climbing walls like this wall is unbelievable. And Val Elliott, he's the camp director. I'm Stu Epperson. This is Truth Talk Weekend. Val, it's not too late to sign up for camp. Obviously, you have a few slots. You're telling me a lot of these awesome Christian camps are filling up quick, like Camp Haines, YMCA Camp Haines. We're here in North Carolina. We've got some great Christian camps in Utah, Iowa, all over the place. We have listeners all over Jacksonville, Florida. There's some great Christian camps. What's your recommendation in terms of, like, how do they come to your, how do they sign up for your camp, like your website and maybe a phone number they can call if they want to get involved with your camp and send their kids? I know it's not too late, but they kind of need to put a move on here.
Yeah, and one of the awesome things that God is doing is the tornado hit last year, May 24th, and 2 days after that, God gave me the word. He said, I'm going to make campaigns even better.
Wow.
And this summer, we're on track right now to be full. We're on track to have the most campers that we've ever had at camp. And so we are so excited about that. And so our spots are filling up. We still do have a limited amount of spots, but we still have space for folks to register. To register, call Carmina at 336-983-3131 or visit our website at camphaines.org.
And there are a bunch of prayer warriors listening. I'm challenging everyone listening to my voice right now. Don't change your dial. You are now enlisted in the army of prayer warriors to pray for God to move mightily in kids' hearts, campers' hearts, counselors' hearts, in protecting the support, the teams of Christian camp counselors all over the country. How can we pray for you now? Everyone listening, how can they pray driving down the road? Don't close your eyes. Challenge us.
Yeah, what I ask you to do is lift our staff team up. Lift the team here at Camp Haines and ask that God would use us to bring children to Him. Wow. I mean, that's what it's all about, that we would know God this summer and we would make Him known. And please pray. I mean, our staff, they are with children all the time. I mean, our sessions start on Sunday and go through Friday. Wow. And they are with campers all the time. I mean, the hours they put in is amazing. So please just pray for their strength. I would ask you to pray for their mind and their body and their spirit, and pray for their strength. Pray that everything they do would be done in love.
Val, you're a Christian camper at heart. You're a camp director, camp leader, really a pastor in so many ways over so many people. Will you say a quick prayer? We're wrapping up. We're just about out of time here on Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Epperson. Learn more at my Instagram page, Stu Epperson Twitter. Follow me at Stu Epperson. I'll follow you right back. We'll share truths of God's word together. Facebook at Stu.Epperson. I'm going to put some pictures and some videos. But Val, pray right now going home for all the Christian camps going on this summer and even through the winter. Will you just pray right now for all the leaders, the counselors, just what you just articulated. And everyone pray along with him as you're driving or wherever you are with your family.
Dear Heavenly Father God, first I just want to thank you so much for the Truth Network, Lord. I thank you for what it means to me and the great teaching as I come to work and as I head home. I thank you, Lord, for the seeds that are planted in my mind and the truths that are put in my mind and my heart, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the ministry that Stu and his family have in Christian radio, Lord, and the impact that it has on so many believers across the world. And Lord, I lift up all the Christian camps across the globe, Lord. I just lift up the directors, Lord. I pray for their leadership this summer, Lord. I pray that we would all live out that God first, others second, and ourselves third. And Lord, I lift up the counselors. Lord, I lift up the staff. I lift up the hours, Lord. I pray for strength for them. I pray that you would strengthen their minds and their hearts and their bodies, Lord, and you would give them strength, Lord. And I pray all of this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Val. Elliot Campaigns. Learn more online. Truthnetwork.com is our website. We try to put all of our wonderful friends and partners, lots of great Christian camps there. Please continue to pray. Get those kids out there. And let's use everything in our wheelhouse. Everything we have is to bring people to Christ, including some of these wonderful Christian camps.